Welcome everybody. May I request the chief guest, Sri Gopalaswamy, and the guest of honor, Sri N. Murali, to please come on the dais. We are indeed so happy that they have accepted for this wonderful function of the 50th homage celebrations of Sri G. N. Balasubramaniam, our guru. Welcome, sir. Yes, you can. A warm welcome to everybody. There is also another welcome speech in the offing. Before that, we go on to a prayer. A prayer by no other than Padma Bhushan Sangeet Kalanidhi Trichu Ramachandran and his disciple Ishwaran Bhattadri. They are themselves going to give the prayer today on this auspicious, like the 50th homage year, the remembrance day of our Guru.
നിരതമുക നിന്നെ ചരണത്തിൽ നീരജ സമവദനി അംബ നിരതമുക നിന്നെ ചരണത്തിൽ നീരജ സമവദനി അംബ നിരതമുക നിന്നെ ചരണം നീരജ സമവദനി അംബ നിരതമുക നിന്നെ ചരണം നീരജ സമവദനി സുരനര കാമിത ശുഭബലദായകി സുരനര കാമിത ശുഭബലദായകി സുരനര കാമിത ശുഭബലദായകി സുന്ദരധരമന്ത ഹസിത സുമുഖി സുന്ദരധരമന്ത ഹസിത സുമുഖി സുന്ദരധരമന്ത ഹസിത സുമുഖി നിരതമുക നിന്നെ ചരണത്തിൽ നീരജ സമവദനി പരഗുരു ഗുഹവാരണമുഖ ജനനി പരഗുരു ഗുഹവാരണമുഖ ജനനി വനജാസനാധി വിനുത പാവനി വനജാസനാധി വിനുത പാവനി കരധൃത പാശ അങ്കുശധാരിണി കരധൃത പാശ അങ്കുശധാരിണി കരധൃത പാജ അങ്കുശധാരിണി സുരുചിര ഗീത നാദവികാരിണി സുരുചിര ഗീത നാദവികാരിണി സുരുചിര ഗീത നാദവികാരിണി നിരതമുക നിന്നെ ചരണത്തിൽ നീരജ സമവദനി
Thank you for the wonderful prayer. Incidentally, that was a composition of Sri GNB in Shuddha Danyashi. He has composed a number of varnams and kritis, and they are all very, very, very artistic and aesthetic. Now, may I call upon Sri Sridharan, the director of Ganapriya, to please come forward and give the welcome speech.
Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Ellarigu Namaskaram. Friends, Vidwans, Vidushis, and students of music, Rasikas, and members of Sri GNB's family, on behalf of Sri Trichur V. Ramachandran, Charu Sri Music Academy, and Ganapriya Foundation, I warmly welcome you all for today's very special event, the 50th Remembrance Day of Sangeeta Kalanidhi Sri G.N. Balasubramaniam. We are very proud and happy to welcome two heads of prestigious cultural organizations, Sri N. Murali of the Madras Music Academy and Sri N. Gopal Swami of Kala Chetra Foundation, Chennai. Sri N. Gopal Swami, a Padma Bhushan awardee, former Chief Election Commissioner and presently the chairman of Kala Chetra Foundation, is also the Vice President of Madras Music Academy. He is a great patron of arts and is well known in the cultural circle. We are very happy that he is here as the chief guest for today's function. Welcome you, sir. Sri N. Murali of the Hindu is the President of Madras Music Academy, as we all know, and a great promoter of art and culture. He is doing a yeoman service in keeping up the dignity of the Music Academy and has made it a role model to the other organizations. We are extremely happy that he is the guest of honor for today's event. Welcome you, sir. Now, a few words about Ganapriya Foundation. For the past few years, we have been conducting special thematic programs, especially focusing on the lyrical beauty, lyrical aspects of Carnatic music. So we have a few series of programs that we are conducting. One is the Dikshita series, where the resource person is none other than Professor N. V. Nadan, who gives the padartham, tatvartham behind the various kritis, and then followed by, after each song, there is the song is rendered. Similarly, there is another series on Patnam Subramania kritis, and there is one another on Sadashiva Brahmendra kritis. So these are thematic in the sense they are more focused on the lyrical aspects. And we also have another series on, a special concert series on T. Brindama's repertoire. In fact, on May 24th, we are going to celebrate Aryakudi Ramanujayanga's 125th birth anniversary. And Sri N. Murali sir has kind enough to come and then preside over that. So we are very happy to be associated with such an event today. And few words about Charu Sri Music Academy. Srimati Charumati and daughter Shubhashri have been teaching music and giving a lot of performances. Last year they have formalized this Gurukulam and has also creative shows by establishing Charu Sri Music Academy. They train talented students in India and abroad. And they also conceptualize and stage operas and other cultural themes with classical background. They are looking forward to build a corpus fund for their activities of this registered trust. And today's media partner, Susura, is a very young organization run by Bala, who is there at webcasting the event today. And Susura is striving to give the first platform to budding artists in a chamber concert setting. So we welcome all of you for this wonderful evening today. And I'm sure it's going to be a great program. Sit back and enjoy. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sridharan and Sri Bala also, who themselves came forward to co-sponsor this event. And we are indeed so happy that a few people like them are also very much into fine arts. May I call upon Sri Ramachandran to honor the guests of honor and the chief guest? Sri Gopala Swami, Sri Murali, there is also a book being presented. The book is about Sri GNB. It's a wonderful book about his life. And this is also being presented along with a small memento. And may I now request Sri Gopala Swami to address the audience.
Padma Bhushan Award, Sri Trichur Ramachandran, Sri Murali, friends. ஒரு உன்னதமான கலைஞரை பற்றி நிறையா பேருக்கு தெரியணும் அப்படின்னா அவரோட பிறந்தநாள் நினைவு நாள் எல்லாத்தையும் யாராவது கொண்டாடுறதுக்கு இருக்கணும், இல்லாட்டா அவரை பற்றி தெரியறதுக்கு அவரோட சிஷ்யர்கள் இருக்கணும். ஜிஎன்பிக்கு ஒரு உன்னதமான சிஷ்ய பரம்பரை மாத்திரம் இல்லை, அவரை ஞாபகம் வச்சுட்டு ஒவ்வொரு வருஷமும் அவரை பற்றி நாலு பேருக்கு தெரியணுங்கிறதுக்காக ஒரு முயற்சி எடுத்து இன்றைக்கு திரு ராமச்சந்திரன் அவர்களும் திரு சாரமந்தி அவர்களும் இந்த ஒரு நிகழ்ச்சிக்கு ஏற்பாடு பண்ணியிருக்கிறாங்க. அதில் எனக்கு ரொம்ப முக்கியமான பிடிச்சது, நான் எதிர்பார்த்து கொண்டிருக்கிறது என்னென்னா, அவரோட பாட்டிலிருந்து இன்றைக்கு வந்து சிலது கேட்க போகிறோம் இல்லையா, அந்த மாதிரி அனுபவம், அதுவும் அவருடைய சிஷ்ய பரம்பரை வந்தவர்கள் மூலமாக அதை கேட்கக்கூடிய ஒரு அனுபவம், இது ஒரு தனியான ஒரு அனுபவம், அதுக்கு ஈடுணை இல்லாத அனுபவம்னு நினைக்கிறேன்னா. இந்த அவரை நேரில் நான் கேட்டது கிடையாது, ஆனால் நிறைய அவர் பாடினதை பின்னாடி கேட்டிருக்கேன். அந்த வார்த்தைகள் இப்போ வந்து ஒரு ஒரு கிருத்தி எடுத்து பாடி காமிச்சேன், அந்த சாகித்யத்தினோட நேர்த்தி இருக்கேன், அது இட்ஸ் அன்பிலீவபிளி சிம்பிள் அஸ் வெல் அஸ் எலகண்ட். அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு கலைஞர் நம்மகிட்ட இருந்தார் நம்ம நினச்சிக்கிறதே கர்நாடிக் மியூசிக்கு ஒரு பெரிய பொக்கிஷம், அது பெரிய இழப்பு. ஒரு சிறிய வயதுலேயே அவர் வந்து நம்ம விட்டு போயிட்டாருங்கிறது பெரிய இழப்பு தான். இருந்தாலும் அவருடைய இந்த நினைவு நாளில் அவரை பற்றி ஒரு புஸ்தகம் வெளில வந்திருக்கு, அதை விட அவர் பாடியதுலேருந்து நம்ம சிலது கேட்டு அனுபவிக்க போகிறோம். அந்த வகையில் இந்த நிகழ்ச்சிக்கு ஏற்பாடு செய்ததுக்காக திரு திருச்சூர் ராமச்சந்திரனுக்கும் திருமதி சாருமதி அவர்களுக்கும் என்னுடைய I appreciate them for this effort which has been made. Of course, they were making it every year, but the fact of the matter is he is such an artist that any number of times you hear, you still feel that you are not fully satisfied. In the NIH year part of the time, I'm going to give you a lot of time. I'm going to give you a lot of time. எனக்கு இந்த அனுபவம் கொடுத்ததுக்கும் என்னை கூப்பிட்டு இந்த நிகழ்ச்சிக்கு அழைத்த மேற்கும் அவர்களுக்கு நன்றி தெரிவித்துக் கொள்கிறேன். நீங்கள் அமோகமாக இருக்கு, நிறையா அவரை பற்றி இன்னும் சொல்லணும், நாலு பேருக்கு நல்லா தெரியணும். அது மாத்திரம் இல்லை, நீங்கள் நாலு பேருக்கு அதை கற்றுக் கொடுக்கும், அதுதான் அவருடைய நினைவுக்காக நீங்கள் செய்யக்கூடிய தொண்டு என்று கூறிக்கொண்டு விடைபெறுகிறேன். வணக்கம்.
தேங்க்யூ வெரி மச் சார் for your kind wishes, and we will try to propagate GNB's sahityams much more. We are doing it, but when somebody like you tells about it, We know that we are not doing enough. We must do more to propagate the songs, which are really very, very of a very high standard. And he was a Vagheyakara in the true sense. That is Vagheya. That is the Sahityam and the Sangeetam are composed at the same time. It is not like just words being tuned by somebody else. So he comes in the class of Vagheyakaras. May I request Sri N. Murali, the special guest of honor, to please come and talk to us.
Sri Gopal Swami, Sri Trichur Ramachandran, Srimati Charu, the family members of this great musical genius, other Rasikas and well-wishers of GNB. It is indeed a momentous occasion today when we are gathered here to pay a tribute and homage to a musical genius who left us exactly 50 years ago to this day. Sri GNB was not just an ordinary musician. He blazed a trail which a whole generation of musicians wanted to emulate and follow. But before talking about him, I think, as Sri Gopal Swami said, all of us need to express our appreciation to Sri Trichur Ramachandran and Srimati Charu Ramachandran for their effort year after year to perpetuate the memory of Sri GNB in this fashion. Because as Sri Gopal Swami said, unless somebody's greatness is conveyed again and again to his disciples through the persons who come in the same lineage, his greatness will not be known to the current generation. Of course, there are many recordings which all of us can hear. Sri GNB was a self-taught musician. He did not go through any Gurukula system like many musicians of his generation. But two musicians had a profound effect on him. Sri Arigudi Ramanuja Iyengar, for whom GNB had great respect and reverence. In fact, legend has it that in Arigudi's concerts, GNB used to sit on stage as a nad and rasika and sometimes even played the tambura. And he also interacted with Tiger Vardachari. Since he had a flair and passion for music, his father, who was the headmaster of Hindu High School here in Chennai, was greatly interested in music. He interacted with musicians. Therefore, the atmosphere environment was such that the young GNB, who had a flair for music, had one focus in his life, or the main focus, to be a musician. Though there were notions of his doing law, he gave up that idea to pursue his musical career, and the rest is history. And he also had an honors in English literature, one of the few musicians of that generation, because others went through Gurukulam and did not have formal education. He had passed in honors in English literature, and therefore was highly educated. He was probably the most charismatic musician of his generation, or one of the most charismatic Carnatic musicians. His music had a unique style. Though he was rooted in the tradition, in classical framework, he was not afraid to innovate and experiment. I think his hallmarks were basically his vibrant, rich voice, his fast-paced style, which many others try to emulate, and even now, GNB's Bani and GNB's influence on music is there among all musicians. He made a great mark on the concert platform. Apart from that, his approach to step-by-step approach to raga alapana, I think, was noteworthy. He popularized many rare kritis and compositions. He took up ragas which were very difficult for others and mastered them and explored them. His music was always fresh. I think someone like GNB, whose impact on Carnatic music and future generations is so much, that he had to leave at a very young age. But during that short period, I think the impact he has made, I think, is amazing. Sri Ramachandran is his direct disciple, is authentic exponent of the GNB Bani, and he is doing yeoman service in perpetuating and keeping alive the tradition, the lineage of GNB. Of course, GNB's other disciple, Srimati M.L. Vasantakumari, was another genius. And so therefore, GNB's Bani has become taken deep roots and become very popular. But GNB himself was an innovator. Therefore, each one who has taken up his, they have their own Manodharma, they have their unique style. And that is the beauty of GNB's music. It had energy, flair, and such a musician, I think, is rare. And I compliment Sri Tichu Ramachandran and Srimati Charumati Ramachandran for this effort in bringing alive GNB's music to all of us today. I think that's enough for all of us. We look forward to hearing the excerpts from his concerts, which come later in the day. Once again, I thank them for making me part of this function. And I'm very happy to see the family members here, his brother and his son. So, and Mr. Cleveland Sundaram, whose encouragement and patronage of Carnatic music has to be emphasized. Of course, my good friend Mr. Gopal Sami, who has done yeoman service in other fields, distinguished himself in other fields, now is the chairman of this famed institution, Kalakshetra, and I'm sure under his leadership, Kalakshetra will regain its old glory. Once again, I thank the organizers for giving me an opportunity to take part in this memorial function. Thank you.
Thank you, Sri Murali. You really pinpointed the real about the style and the very good points about GNB's flair for music and the verve and the originality and the innovative talent which GNB had. And rightly you pointed out that M.L. Vasantakumari, that is my guru, is also a very great genius coming in that lineage. So actually we are all from the same musical gharana or lineage. May I request Sri Trichu Ramachandran to propose a vote of thanks.
Friends, I am very happy to propose a vote of thanks. First to Sri N. Murali, Gopala Swami, for accepting our invitation to be the chief guest and guest of honor. We are really proud that they were able to present this day. And I also thank all the Rasikas, Vidwans, Vidushis. I expected more Vidwans and Rasikas students, because this is a special program we have arranged. We are going to play the live concert of G.N. Balasubramaniam, my guru, where we are going to explain some of the highlights of his concert, way of singing and all that, which will be useful to the students of music especially. But I am sorry they are not turned up much. Anyway, my thanks to PS High School authorities for giving us the beautiful auditorium, and also Mr. R.T. Chari, who helped me to procure this hall, and also special thanks to Ganapriya for their support. Thank you.
Thank you. In a few minutes, Shubhashree Ramchandran will be rendering some very good composition of Sri GNB. The violin is by Sri Anantakrishnan and Madipakam Suresh on the Mridangam. This will start in about 5 minutes' time. Thank you.